Good afternoon. This is Abby with a special Berlin briefing update for November 26th, 2020. After more than 7 hours of deliberations, the minister presidents of the German states agreed yesterday via video conference with Chancellor Merkel on the future course to be taken in the corona pandemic. The talks focused on uniform regulations for the Christmas holidays and the turn of the year, as well as extended measures for schools, gastronomy, retail, tourism, and travel. Chancellor Merkel said that the exponential increase in the number of infections had been broken, but added, quote, "This is only a partial success. We can by no means be satisfied with this. We need another effort. This will require patience, solidarity, and discipline," unquote. She added that the federal and state governments have introduced a third threshold for the 7-day incidence rate. In the event of more than 200 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants within 7 days, even stricter restrictions must be imposed. This currently affects all of Berlin and 62 districts in Germany. What this means for Berlin in detail is still open. According to the decisions of the Corona Summit, federal states can also decide, depending on the infection situation, whether to relax or tighten up measures. Thus, federal states with very good figures have the opportunity to relax some of the regulations. Here are the regulations as detailed by the RBB. Partial lockdown. The restrictions on the partial lockdown are initially to be extended until December 20th. The federal and state governments agreed, however, that the current restrictions, quote, "at human discretion," must apply until the beginning of January. Moreover, Mayor Mueller has already announced to the Tagesspiegel that the partial lockdown will be extended into the new year in Berlin. The partial lockdown means, among other things, the closure of hotels and restaurants, cultural institutions, and fitness studios. Contact restrictions. Private meetings are to be limited to a maximum of 5 people from 2 households. Up to now, 10 people were allowed. Children under 14 years of age are not included, however. And for the time between December 23rd and January 1st, the maximum number of persons is to be increased to 10, regardless of the number of households, in order to make meetings in the closest family or circle of friends possible during the Christmas season and at New Year's. Also, here, children under 14 years of age are not included. Schools. Kitas and schools will remain open. However, depending on the regional situation, an obligation to wear a mask will be extended to the 7th grade and above. Hybrid or alternating teaching should be made possible in corona hotspots, meaning those areas with an incidence of over 200 from 8th grade onward. A dispute over the financing of additional school buses remains unresolved for the time being. And there are also to be uniform rules for students who have been infected with corona and their classmates. An immediate 5-day quarantine, after which they can return to school with a negative rapid test. And Christmas vacations are to begin simultaneously on December 19th almost everywhere in Germany. Trade. In the retail sector, masks will be made mandatory in front of stores and in the parking lots. And for store areas up to 800 square meters, 1 customer will be allowed per 10 square meters. And for those over 800 square meters, 1 customer per 20 square meters. In the case of a store with the usual size of 1,000 square meters, a maximum of 90 customers will be permitted at the same time. Retailers must ensure that the flow of customers is orderly. The obligation to wear masks. In publicly accessible areas, a mask must be worn. This also applies in open-air places where many people are present at the same time and in one's workplace if the minimum distance cannot be maintained. Winter vacations. The federal government and the federal states urge Germans to abstain from taking ski vacations up to January 10th. Bavaria's Minister President Markus Söder expressly warned against an impending setback caused by taking Christmas vacations, stating, quote, "Vacations should not create any risk." Financial aid. Aid for restaurants, fitness studios, and other facilities closed due to the corona measures will be extended, and the structure of the December aid should look like the November aid, meaning that applicants would be reimbursed up to 75% of their turnover from the same month of the previous year from German tax revenue. For economic sectors that are not affected by closures, but which nevertheless will have to accept considerable restrictions on their business operations in the coming months as well, the federal government will improve the conditions for the main economic sectors affected in the Bridging Aid 3, scheduled to run until the end of June of 2021. This will particularly affect the culture, event, and travel industry and the self-employed. Rail travel. According to the decision of the federal and state governments, the seating capacity on trains is to be significantly enhanced in order to allow even more distance between passengers. The use of more trains is considered conceivable, and at the same time, the reservability of seats is to be limited. Details are now to be determined by the railroad. There will be no obligation to make reservations, however. New Year's Eve fireworks. The federal and state governments do not want to ban private fireworks on New Year's Eve, but rather only prohibit publicly organized fireworks and fireworks on busy streets and squares. However, citizens are recommended to refrain from New Year's Eve fireworks this year. Mayor Mueller emphasized that this time the consultations had taken place, quote, without controversy and without argument, adding that the situation is serious and that a quarter of the intensive care beds in Berlin are now occupied by COVID-19 patients. Mayor Mueller made an urgent appeal to all of us to be aware of what each individual can do to protect themselves and others, adding, quote, "We are in a situation where life and death are really at stake in many areas." Following the agreement between the federal and state governments to extend the partial lockdown, the Berlin Senate will hold a special session later today to focus on how the decisions will be implemented at state level, including the partial lockdown extension and fireworks regulations specifically in Berlin. We will be back tomorrow with a regular briefing. Thanks for listening.